The 2008 CPP flag bearer Dr. Parkwisin Dum says the victory of Samia Nkrumah as national chairperson of the party should serve as an impetus to unite the CPP fraternity countrywide. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Ndum called on all aspiring for any position in the party to bury their differences and lend support to the newly elected executive to organize the party for election 2012. Dr. Ndum spoke to George Ankra.
I think that this Congress has shown a certain resilient character for the Convention People's Party. Yes, we face difficulties, we face problems prior to go to Congress, but we took our time to resolve as many of them as possible so that we cannot just go to Congress but come out of it united. We are more united after this Congress than we have ever been since the Fourth Republic was ushered in. So the Congress has been good, there's been enthusiasm, everything went in a way that will give encouragement to our people, and so it's been good.
What does the victory of Samia Nkrumah mean to you?
Well, the point is that we all welcome the decision of Congress. For CPP, we say the party is supreme, and the supremacy of the party begins with Congress. Congress has selected Samia Nkrumah as a chairperson, but not just the only one. It also selected a number of individuals, men and women, to become members of the new national executive. It is important that we learn from the lessons of the past, so we don't let individualism destroy what we have started that is wonderful. And let me tell you what I mean. We have had good people lead our party in the Fourth Republic. Koji Butio was there. Felix Amo was there. Alhaji Asumabanda was there. Professor Dele, Professor Alhassan, Ladi Nailanda, and so on and so forth. They have all been chairpersons of this party, and yet we are where we are prior to Congress. So today, if we've elected Samia Nkrumah as the chairperson of the party, let us not just leave the job to her alone and say, Chairman, go and bring money, go and bring food, go and bring vehicles, Chairman, make us strong. Absolutely not. Let us now all resolve to support her and the entire national executives, first of all, for them to unite as one body, as one collective, so they can all work together as a team. And then secondly, the rest of us, whether we are supposed to be leading members or ordinary members, we should all put our weight, our monies, our efforts, our minds, everything to back them as a collective to make their job work well. If their job is done well with Samia Nkrumah as the chairperson and we succeed, it is not only them who succeed, the entire party succeed. So all of us must work to unite our party, strengthen it, and make it winnable once again.
Dr. Parkwisin Ndum, do you think that the victory of Samia would push your political agenda to become flag bearer of the CPP for the 2012 election?
Well, I believe that the new national executive is broad-based. I believe that they will work together as an independent body on top of all the rest of us. I believe that they will bring a conducive environment for anyone who wishes to aspire to become a parliamentary candidate or a presidential candidate to have a good environment or a good space to work and to spread their own messages. So I think it is good for me, it is good for any and everyone who wants to contest. All I ask of all of us is that we should all seek to want to divide the national executives or the party. We should all work to unite it so that whoever then becomes the parliamentary candidate, whoever then becomes the presidential candidate, the party is supreme thing will then prevail, that everybody supports the choice of our people, the choice of the CPP. That is what we want. That will be different. When that is done, then we can then say something truly different has happened in the Convention People's Party that will make it well, attractive and credible for others to support. I want to use your medium to also appeal to all the people who appear on radio, on television, who talk to the newspaper journalists and say that they are CPP. I want to ask of them, if that is so, they should join the party fully, get party cards, pay their dues, join a constituency, speak for the CPP, work for the CPP, and make sure that this party becomes strong, competitive, and winnable once again.
A beneficiary of the Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute, Opinion Kwabna Nkuma Apia, says the election of Samia is historic. He said the task ahead of her is daunting. Samia must therefore seek advice in order to pull the party from obscurity.
Let me first congratulate Ms. Samia Yaba Nkrumah for winning the chairpersonship. I think it's historical and at the same time vindicates those of us who believed that only the Nkrumah's family could rescue this country from the present woes that we have in our political and economic system. Yes, so it's historical and I think we accept it as such.
Now, what else is it? to you as an educationist?
Well, I think the task ahead of us, as I see it, are twofold. Now, the first is to pull the CPP from obscurity to lamplight, because since 1966, the party has been in obscurity because its enemies wanted to kill the party altogether. But anything that is good will never die. And that is why when we were in the Young Pioneer Movement, we said Nkrumah never dies. Now, so pulling the party from obscurity means convincing Ghanaians that the party has something good for the country. The second one is that Nkrumahism, and for that matter, the political ideology which Nkrumah and the CPP stood for, is still relevant as it was during the struggle for independence. And these were founded on one, social justice. The second is self-reliance, the late Danlathe Christian domestication. And the third is Pan-Africanism. Pan-Africanism bringing all Africans, both at home and in the diaspora, together so that we can rebuild Africa. We can rethink, redesign, and rebuild Africa in our own image. What we want Africa to be, and not what some people outside Africa want the continent to be. So these are the two important issues that Yaba Nkrumah is going to face. And those of us who know his father, who had him, and we saw him and attended the ideological institute, we are there to advise her and give her information. And then finally, you see, the peace and stability we need on this continent, and in Ghana in particular, cannot come about if there is no unity. There must be unity in Ghana, there must be unity in Africa, so that together we can rebuild Ghana and Africa. So this is my point of view, and I think if you seek advice from those of us who have gone through the system and we know what Ghana was, what it is now, and what Ghana should be, if you seek advice from us, we are ready to support her.
A student of Kwame Nkrumah Ideological Institute, Opinion Kwabna Nkrumah Appiah.